Simon & Schuster Audio presents Where Are You Now? By Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Jan Maxwell.
It is exactly midnight, which means Mother's Day has just begun. I stayed overnight with my mother in the apartment on Sutton Place where I grew up. She is down the hall in her room, and together we are keeping vigil. The same vigil we've kept every year since my brother, Charles McKenzie Jr., Mac, walked out of the apartment he shared with two other Columbia University seniors 10 years ago. He has never been seen since then. But every year at some point on Mother's Day, he calls to assure Mom he is fine.
"Don't worry about me," he tells her. "One of these days I'll turn the key in the lock and be home."
Then he hangs up. We never know when in those 24 hours that call will come. Last year, Mac called a few minutes after midnight, and our vigil ended almost as soon as it began. 2 years ago, he waited until the very last second to phone, and Mom was frantic that this slim contact with him was over. Mac has to have known that my father was killed in the Twin Towers tragedy. I was sure that no matter what he was doing, that terrible day would have compelled him to come home. But it did not. Then on the next Mother's Day, during his annual call, he started crying and gasped, "I'm sorry about Dad. I'm really sorry," and broke the connection. I am Carolyn. I was...